Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Have you ever noticed sometimes that when you're trying to diet, or if you just say screw it and eat whatever you want, that you can feel hungrier when you eat more? And there's that old theory and myth that it expands your stomach, so now your stomach's bigger and can fit more food, and that's why you're more hungry. We're going to find out if that is a myth. My guest is Joey Thurman. He's health and fitness and nutrition expert and the creator of The Lifestyle Renovation, a website dedicated to helping people achieve their health and fitness goals. So, Joey, welcome to the show. Is this a myth that our stomach gets bigger if you eat a lot more and then you're hungry all the time because you got this big old stomach in there?
Yeah, definitely. It's more of a chemical response in us eating unnaturally dense foods that's causing us to feel hungrier and hungrier. Some people can handle a lot of food, but generally it's a chemical response because the foods that we are eating aren't dense enough, so our stretch and sensory receptors of our stomach can actually let us know that we are full.
Okay, so what are you supposed to do about that? I mean, we have to eat, right? And people want to eat, right? They want to eat. They want to keep track of what they're eating, eat healthier. But how do you break that cycle of then being so hungry that you just can't sort of control yourself?
Yeah, well, I think, one, you need to be aware of, actually, we hear this all the time, what you're putting in your body. You are what you eat. I mean, and that's true. Everybody wants to look better on the outside, so we get all these sorts of creams and pills and things, but healthy starts from the inside out, and then your skin will start looking better just from eating nutritionally dense food. So what happens, if you have something that, if you're empty calories and you're having a diet soda or something that's sugar-laden and a food-like substance, I touched on that a minute ago. There's sensory receptors and stress receptors in our stomach. So if you're eating 500 calories of dense plant-based whole foods, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, you're getting some healthy fats and some lean proteins, those 500 calories are going to tell your sensory receptors essentially that you're full, we have enough nutrition, and we are feeding ourselves. But if you had 500 calories of soda pop and candy bars, what happens is your stomach essentially isn't being registered as being full. So we have what's called a neuropeptide response that basically tells our brain, like, hey, we need more, we need more, we need more. I'm not full. When all reality, you just keep pumping more and more food into your stomach and you can't stop. You just have that urge that you ever had a donut or something like that. I love my sweets too, but I just know I can't do it because it's a chemical response to my body. I was not feeding myself proper food fuel. So it's kind of like putting the wrong fuel in your car. You're just not going to operate that well.
Wow, Joey, what a great explanation, truly. And I'm going to play this for my son. And recently I even, when I feed my kids and I feed them very healthy, and if we have a great meal, a stir fry, some great vegetables, some lean protein chicken, a nice big salad, I always say to them, so dessert anybody? And they're like, no, I'm full.
Yeah, I want to come over to your house. That sounds good.
I mean, well, we're all cooks in this house and I'm teaching them to cook this way too. And the fact is that then they're full and they're like, no, I don't even feel like eating dessert. And
Exactly.
And so that exactly explains what you just described.
Right.
But people don't really see that, and the junk food is what we crave, even though then you want to keep eating, and you want to keep eating dessert. So how do we change that mindset?
Yeah, I think first is being aware what is going to happen before you actually eat the food. It's fine if you feel like you need to have that sweetness, but I always tell people, if you're going to have an ice cream, go for the full fat ice cream with a limited amount of ingredients in there, because you're going to get the fats and you're going to get the protein and the calcium and all the macronutrients that are going to fill you up, essentially, as opposed to having some sort of processed type of ice cream or something that says it has less calories in it because they pulled the fat out and they added the sugar. So what's going to happen is you're going to eat more and more calories. In turn, you're going to buy those 100-calorie bars and that whole box is gone and you had 2,000 calories as opposed to maybe having a few hundred calories of a full-fat ice cream or maybe a Greek yogurt or something that's going to be much more nutritionally dense for you. It's okay to have the sweets, but you don't want to go to those fast food chains that are essentially just trying to feed you hidden ingredients and chemicals that are just going to keep you coming back and back and back for more. So you're always going to associate those feelings of, of that sweetness as a child, maybe going to McDonald's and getting that twist cone and that dairy-like product. in bringing you back to that good feeling. You want more and more, and you can't really pinpoint why. It's because it wasn't dense and it wasn't feeding your cells. I mean, our cells can become toxic as well just from not feeding them well. And you said, you know, your son, he wants to work out all the time, and he's not feeding his body properly, and when you feed him properly, he's full. I had the same problem. They used to call me Gumby as a kid. I would eat everything in sight, and I didn't know why I wasn't putting on muscle. Until I started eating well is when I started feeling better, and I haven't been sick in years.
See, that's amazing. Now, one sort of irony that I always find so interesting, Joey, and I know that you're going to be able to speak to this, is, you know, people are the diet soda drinkers, and they're the ones who mm-hmm. order a Diet Coke and rum. Okay,
exactly.
Really? You know,
exactly.
Rum and Diet Coke. Really? You're going to have that rum and Diet Coke? And just have the damn Coke, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
if you're going to have it, but the diet soda drinkers are more, it seems like they are more obese, the people who drink 5, 6, 7 diet soda. Well, I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm drinking diet soda all the time.
Absolutely. If you look at the independent studies of diet sodas, they all point to diet sodas leading to being obese and actually eating more calories. Now, if you look at the studies that were funded by the soda companies, wow, miraculously, diet sodas are good for you. What do you want to believe? So the diet sodas, what actually happens with that, all the artificial sugars in there, you're getting zero calories. So your brain is registering the sweetness, some things that are hundreds, thousands of times sweeter than, you know, a regular sugar. Your brain's registering that, and it's called the reptilian response in your brain. It's the same thing that a drug addict gets. Eventually, you know, they have a little bit, and then that satiates them, but then they need more and more and more. So you start drinking more diet soda, you start craving more sugary foods, and those carbohydrates that are essentially just turning into sugar within your body. Something is labeled low fat, but what happens when they add those chemical sugars in there, it gets converted into fat. So it's kind of hard to say something's low fat when inside of your body it's going to spike your insulin levels and make you crave much more food and in turn make you store more body fat, which we don't want.
Well, so I don't know, you're probably way too young to remember when these one cookies came out a bunch of years back, and everyone was like, oh my God, they're so great and they're so low in calories, low in fat, but then people were eating half a box of them. And
yeah.
It was because they weren't getting satisfied. They weren't, you know, really making them feel full and like they had gotten something sweet. So when you give people your very best advice for the mm-hmm. foods that do make you feel, now we only have about a minute and a half left,
sure.
But you're an excellent guest. And
oh,
we
well,
want to have you on a lot. So,
well, you're an excellent host.
Well, thank you. Look at us. So give us your best advice about what you want people to eat and to really use to fuel their body so they're not so hungry all the time. It's so confusing. People don't think that eating healthy food is going to make them, because of the old Chinese food thing. You
mm-hmm.
eat Chinese food, you're hungry 4 hours later. So give us your best advice, Joey.
So my best advice is to pair your foods. We need to look at nutrition in a holistic way. So if you want a snack, you know, maybe you're going to have an apple, but if you just had that apple, the fructose is going to spike your insulin levels and you're going to crave more sugar, and you maybe even crave more apples, which is great relative to maybe a Snickers bar or something like that. But if you have an apple and you pair it with an almond butter or a cashew butter, a fat, what that's going to do is slow down the digestive response, and it's going to take longer to digest in your body, and it's going to keep you full. You know, so always have proteins and a little bit of healthy fat with something. If you're going to do carbohydrates, make sure you have some greens with it, so those greens will help digest the carbohydrates and bring down that insulin and sugar spike. So you want to pair your foods properly and try to eat the vegetables first, and then you have your protein and then your carbohydrates and then your fats. That's going to keep you full, and make sure to drink lots of water. A lot of people think they're hungry and really they're thirsty, so drink some water or some warm ginger tea before and after, which helps with digestion as well.
It's great advice. Thank you so much. You can see more at thelifestylerenovation.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.